What would it look like if like it could have been like all the way up like this on him?
A line of 20 students are on a dusty black stage rehearsing for a musical. They follow a dance and avoid the white chalk lines and masking tape on the floor. A choreographer is grouping the line of students. There is a silhouette of a musician who is playing a glossy black piano upstage left. Downstage center are two wood tables the color of honey. At a chair to the right of the two tables sits the director. The assistant professor for theater arts, Shaheen Vaz, is the director of the season's musical at Pierce College. She says she grew up around art in Bombay.
I was born and raised in India, in Bombay, India. I grew up around a lot of art and music and theater, but my parents didn't really want me to go into it as a career.
Vaz says she found the power of theater in seventh grade.
I think I had that turning point maybe in seventh grade when I did the Mikado and I was Katisha, who's the villainess. And the younger kids would scream when I walked by, like scream in terror. And I was like, this is power. This is wonderful. I love it.
In high school, she played Anita in West Side Story.
So imagine this, right? You have these Indian kids in Bombay with Indian accents putting on like what we think are Spanish accents and New York accents. I think there's like a VCR tape somewhere, but, you know, may it be lost.
At Smith College, she says her parents suggested a career in directing.
So I was at Smith for 4 years, and then I made a deal with my parents that I would go to New York. And they were like, yes, but don't be an actress. How about directing? So I said, okay, I'll try directing, because I'd won a directing award at Smith.
Theater arts chair Michael Gend says Vaz is a no-nonsense director.
She's pretty special as far as a director goes and like the amount of attention each individual actor gets in that rehearsal space. She's also very no-nonsense, which is great and kind of teaches the students a good work ethic.
She says the challenges of finding a role as an actor changed for her at a casting call for Law & Order.
I was doing a play with a theater company. The casting director for Law & Order came in. She called me in to an audition. I went in. It was for a white lawyer. I got the part. They changed the name of the lawyer, and they named her Shaheen. Things started, like, sort of, you know, changing as I went along, but the doubt is always there.
Gen says he met Vaz when she was interviewing to be a professor at Pierce College.
Well, the first time I met Shaheen was when she interviewed for the job here, yeah. Okay. Although we have like mutual friends because theater's a small community and turns out that we knew a lot of the same people.
She says she really got serious about being a director when she started her family.
I was directing at CalArts, at USC. I was directing professionally. I was acting. I was juggling it all. And then I met my husband and I got pregnant and I said, okay, we've got to get serious about this.
She says family is important to her work.
I've lost both my parents now, so that's, you know, pretty awful. But they're still with me, and I think they still motivate a lot of the work. But my kids, my husband, oh my gosh, very much so. You know, I will think of shows that I can bring my kids to.
Assistant professor of dance, Brian Moe, says Vaz is a patient and professional director.
Shaheen is extremely patient, and she always has a smile about her, and she has a way of dealing with frustrations but not letting them get to her, not letting them bubble to the surface. So that's always really great. She's very professional all the time.
Vaz says she relates with the upcoming show because of the theme of finding a home.
So I really vibe with that story of In the Heights, that immigrant story of having a community that you love, questioning where home is. Just because I left home, I made a new home.
She says the story is one we can all understand.
I mean, Lin-Manuel Miranda has written a show that is just like oozing with love, with community, with consideration, with generosity. Where is home? What is home to us? So many of us now are immigrants here. So many of us can understand and deeply vibe with that story. So to me, In the Heights captures that.
In the Heights will play weekends between April 26th to May 4th, Friday through Sunday at Pierce College Performing Arts Theater. This is Anthony Moses Sanchez for KPC Radio.com.